Hello,
welcome
everybody.
To Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you.
How can you not love that?
I know, isn't that great? I love it. Hey, welcome to my show. I am your host, Kurt Arlinghaus, and you're listening to the Hope Lunch Hour with Kurt. We're here every Monday.
Hey, Kurt. Hey, Kurt.
Hi, Greg. 11 Central.
Hey,
and we are sponsored by Up and My Life Radio Show and Hope Collection. Hope Collection is a nonprofit organization whose motto and mission are helping others by helping them help others. And the Hope Collection is based off these core values, which are faith, health and wellness, housing, art, energy, family values, food, and clean water. With education programs will benefit all members and their families, such as job training resources, college credit courses, and small business opportunities. If you'd like to call in and just to listen to the show, we're joining to the conversation. The number is 1-714-816-4686. And as always, I want to start out the show with a prayer from Peter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, I'd like to, today's topic is a really, really good topic. It touches my heart and touches everybody's heart. That's hope. And what hope means to me is hope for the future for my family, friends, hope that we have peace on earth and goodwill towards men as we approach the new year. You know, people always look for hope for the new year and hope things will be better than this year. Hope that our children have a better life than we do. We know people lose all hope in their lives. We can assure them that there is always hope in their lives, no matter what they're facing. We hope for things that are seen, know they're out there within our grasp. And I know, in my heart, God puts hope in our lives through our presence. His presence and blessings he has given us each day. He opens our eyes every morning, gives us breath, just to show us there is hope in our lives. Now, I have a couple of things here that I want to read off about hope, and I got this off the internet, and it's really cool. Hope is a healer. We all face difficult times and we get hurt. It's inevitable. But hope helps us to see that there are many possibilities ahead of us. Hope is a whisper, things get better. Hope puts the hurt and pain in perspective and reminds us that things are all forever changing. And when we are out on the lowest point, sometimes we are at this time of year, it's hope that lifts our head and shows us a path back towards something good. And remember, hope is akin to trust, and when you generally feeling are negative, you must trust that they will pass. Hope shows us how to act. And hope to me is something that you can't see it, but you know it's out there. It's there, and but sometimes people lose it, and it's a shame. Hope is, we have to put hope back into people's lives. I hope the nation heals, and I hope that there's world peace in the world in the next coming year. I talk to a lot of people out there, and they say that, oh, I lost all hope. And I said, well, you should turn to God for that and say, hey, you know, look, it's like, you have to take it to God, and God will show you hope. Hope is something you can't, like I said, you can't see, but you know it's there. You know it's there. And that's what drives you each day. Every breath you take is from God, and that's hope. That's hope that you breathe. And anybody out there that, what is your hope in life?
What's your answer?
What is your hope in life? Anybody? Well, hope to me, like I said, is unseen journey. It's like, I know it's there, and every day I wake up, and I hope that, hope is there. I know things will be better through Christ.
And I'm hoping for peace in the world.
Amen, Mom. Amen. Amen. I got, I hope this Christmas we will see a better times in this nation, the better times in the world. But I also want to talk about a organization that I belong to, and it has changed, I don't know how many people's lives, hundreds, maybe thousands of people that began belong to this organization, and also the organization has helped other people that need, and they provide a tremendous service to the world, and my hat goes off to Joel Griffin that founded this organization, and we are fortunate to have the president of this organization, and the organization is called the Hope Collection, and their motto is helping others by helping them help others. And there's things in the hope word. It's hang on to your dreams, open your eyes, you can do it, God is with you, pay it forward to others 24/7, and enjoy the journey. And that's true. You get, life is a journey. And I want to introduce you, everybody who's listening, to the president of the Hope Collective. He is a really wonderful friend of mine. He's a business partner. We've been in business for almost 20 years now. And he has a wonderful wife, Linda. And she's wonderful. I really like her a lot. Ron Clayton, how are you today?
Well, we're doing great, Kurt, and thank you very much for the introduction. I'd like to welcome everyone to the call today. I know that we have people that listen in directly. They call into the show. We are an audio show. We also are connected through the Internet and many different social medias, thanks to Mary Stanley, who is a real expert at manipulating the information and technical background. So it's enabled us to communicate. People literally are listening in around the world. 40 years ago, I had the privilege of meeting Dr. Joel Griffin. He was a basketball coach, teacher. He had been an All-American in college. He had been an All-American golfer, loved golf.
I don't know, they're all pain down there.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, am I still connected?
Yep, you're still connected. Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, okay. I think Ariana decided she wanted to join us. That's Mary's daughter. Well, I met Joel, and we became involved both as friends and business partners and traveled the world together for 40 years. And in that process, Joel had about to beat cancer the first time around, stage four. And I remember him always saying to the fact that the doctors had told him to go home and get his life in order. And Bill's answer to the doctors was, I don't have to go home and do that. My life is in order. He who is in me is greater than anything in this world. And, you know, when you realize the power of what God can give you, at the lowest points of all our lives, we can turn to that power. And Joel did that. And he taught me how to do that. He introduced me to the thought. Because quite frankly, I was just going through this world working in retail management and then done all, you know, we had some successes and things. But in reality, life was just, we had just gotten married, traveled to three cities. They tracked on retail management. They transferred us. But I learned some very, very important lessons. And Joel shared his spirit and his heart and his friendship. And folks, I hope you have a friend like Joel Griffin. Because in all the years that I knew him and his wife, Artis, we were never, ever, ever misled in anything we did or went down a road together. And he encouraged us in a way. We talk about, it's funny that he founded the Hope Collection. By the way, that was his mother's name. And she herself is an example because in her life, she was a very sick woman. And they finally found some medications when Joel was a teenager that were able to help his mother turn her life around and medically. And she was an artist. She painted pictures, not just, you know, nice pictures. Her pictures were shown. She went around with Norman Rockwell, a world-famous artist that painted the covers of Saturday Evening Post. And she showed her work with him. She was a concert pianist. She played concert music at Carnegie Hall in New York City, world famous. This woman had talent. Later on, when Joel's mom and the artist got an invitation to the White House, and Joel's mother and Mrs. Reagan got on really well. While they were talking, Joel had to leave because he had a meeting. And then they were there. Joel was in charge of one of the leaders of the famous breakfast. They hold an annual breakfast and dinner to raise funds for an event someplace in the country. That year it was for Cambodia. The communist guy, you know, the wonderful friend communist guy, Pol Pot, killed 5 million people, starving them to death. And the leaders of the BWW organization, which Joel is part of, raised millions of dollars to buy food and immediately ship it to save lives. Now, in the meantime, Joel had got a call. He had to go to Denver. When he arrived in Denver, he left the White House to go to Denver. And when he got there, the White House called. And he said, well, how'd you find me? And the answer was, this is the White House. We know where you're at. So, folks, you ever wonder how strong, how powerful our government is? Well, anyways, the result of that was that Joel went on to become a certified, you know, PhD in math, mind you, certified consultant to the President of the United States, President Reagan, and later went on to do the same reviews for the money spending that the government wanted to spend. They would give the bills to Joel to review, and he would consult with President, yes or no. They were no good financially. They weren't balanced money, or it was just going to do damage, or just it was pork. He'd tell the President, no good, and they followed him. Joel's leadership was so much so that Margaret Thatcher brought him over, and he spoke in front of Parliament, sharing with him the same basic ideas and fundamentals of finance and building and being a professional builder of people and business. Out of this and his experiences, Joel decided to create the nonprofit called the Hope Collection. And this year, what we've done in honor of him, we've kind of reorganized our board and our commitments to helping people. First thing we had to do is we've had to go through the process of remodeling our website connections on the Internet. And in what took 4 years to get through, we got in 1 year to put together. And right now, if you want to come join the Hope Collection, be part of our army, you can go on the homecollection.com and register. And I think you'll find it exciting. On the site, you will see a video that'll tell you all the aspects of what the home collection can do for you and your family. Specialized. Someone's making a lot of noise in the background.
Yeah.
I would appreciate it if you stop shuffling papers.
Please.
Well, guys, What's exciting, I'm really thrilled the fact that we bring hope to people. In fact, we joke many times when we say, well, this is the whole, somebody muted me. So he can't even hear me talk. No, I'm not muted. I'm back. Okay,
You're back.
So the Hope Collection is all about at lunch. We serve up hope for lunch. Now, what I call hope, if you think about it, is anticipation of joy or something that is going to connect you to the next step, the next level, a new person. It enables you to fulfill a vision that's been put in your heart and your spirit. Hope is knowing that that can happen. It's possible. And when we get together and we reinforce each other through faith, we can make our works and the things that we do make things happen. And that's what this show is all about. And the people that come on, whether it's today or Tuesday, Monday through Friday, if you're new to the show, we'd like to welcome you. It's an open forum. We'd really love to hear from you. And if you have questions, we'd like to answer them. We're here to do that. Now, I know on Mondays and Wednesdays, the show is dedicated to people who have taken courses. They're certified, being life coaches or certified coaches, both in business, goal setting. Sometimes, like in Mary's case, she's been certified to do the kind of counseling and helping, or make connections if you need some help because of their physical or mental challenges. Her and now Curtis is trained in the general life coaching session, so he can help you in many, many areas. By the way, outside of our organization, there are people that go and research out coaching from life coaches. They can spend as much as $500 just to register, and then a monthly fee or $50 or $100. Our folks are very reasonable. They're not out to gouge anybody, but they do have certified, specialized programs that can make a difference in your world. And that's what we do. We have associates that are powerful, powerful people. Our faith pillar of the Hope Collection is headed up by a guy named Rick Reese. Rick is a pastor. He's a businessman. He's a multimillionaire and got started. Didn't have much of anything other his wife was working for a real estate agent. He was working in computers. And today he's one of the outstanding leaders of a world corporation called Surge 365, which sets people up, gives people careers, ownership of business where they can create. One of the key things that the Hope Collection has dedicated itself to in every aspect of what we do is creating generational prosperity. But what I mean by that is the only way that you can get out of a cycle of poverty is to create a system that creates equity in your life. And that only comes through ownership. And those keys are what we teach and what we work around. And I'm off the hour, off the show, we'll be more than glad to give you examples of it. Joel used what's called the duplex method to do that. If you go on the website and you watch after you hear Lisa speak about the Hope Collection, then you can see Joel actually tell you about the duplex model. It can be revolutionary not only for you, but your children and your children's children. So I thank you, Kurt, for letting me share today. I appreciate it. If anybody has any questions and would like me to talk, answer right now, I'd be glad to. before I leave the show. But does anybody have anything they'd like to ask?
I have a friend of mine. Her name is Sarah from Chatham. Hello, Sarah. How are you doing today?
Hey there. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Sarah, this is Ron Clayton. He's the president of the Hope Collection.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thanks. What part of the world do you hail from, or where are you at?
Thank you. I live in Harwich, but I am actually Sarah Dennis from Dennis. So,
So
I grew up here. I moved away for a while down south and then came back.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch where you're at, where you live.
I said I grew up here. I was born here on the Cape. Grew up here, and then I moved down south for a few years, and then I moved back up here and have been back up here for about 9 years.
Oh, where is up here?
She lives in Harwich.
Harwich, Massachusetts.
Yeah. I'm in Buffalo, New York.
That wasn't specified to me. Ew, you guys get a lot of snow there. A lot of snow.
Well, right now, if I look out my bedroom window, I have green grass.
You know what?
We're at 77 inches.
I know. It's funny. It's only us northerners can say to, like, and understand, like, it's a warm 52 degrees today. You know, is like down south, they freeze and they, like, don't know what to do because, you know, it's so different. But up to here, it's like, it's a warm 52 today, you know. So it's funny as we had a really warm winter. Well, it really warmed last fall, last winter, and then spring, to the point where actually in my garden is I didn't clean out all of my tomatoes. And where the tomatoes had dropped, they seeded right where they were and actually grew their own plants this past spring. So we're looking at the same kind of pattern, too, for Farmer's Almanac, so which is good. So no freezing rain, hopefully. Hopefully we get the light, fluffy snow, you know, here and there, and not too much of it, right?
Right.
We were actually thrift store shopping, my daughter and I, this past weekend, and I got a sign that says "Let it snow," and then underneath it says in small letters somewhere else. You know?
Sarah, what took you from where you're at now to California? You said you were born in California, so you're in California.
No, I was born on Cape Cod. I was born in
California.
Yep, I am Sarah Dennis from the town of Dennis. So,
Sarah?
Dennis.
Okay.
I'm from Chatham.
Hi.
Hi, are you Sarah?
I am.
Yeah, she's from the
and
town.
I'm Ruth.
You are?
I'm Kurt's mom, and I live right in Chatham.
We met the other weekend. How are you?
We met the other, online.
Did we meet at the church? At the church?
Oh.
You were so wonderful. You gave me all those, remember, the Christmas bags so we can send them out to our seniors. And thank you so much for that. There was over 100 of them. We haven't even finished counting them all yet because we've been getting the cards ready to head over to Cape Cod Cares for the Troops. But thank you so much for that, because you have no idea how fun that is to do during the holidays, is the random gift bags with the potted plants instead of just all the uniform, you know, bags. That makes it really fun, especially to, you know, a lot of the seniors we deliver to won't be receiving a holiday gift, you know, this year. And so we try to make each one very special. I've been a CNA now for 17 years, and I've always worked in home health care, and I've seen a lot, you know, and before I had children, the way that I treated everybody that I took care of was the way that I would want my parents treated, you know, when I wasn't around, type of deal. And then when I had children, it evolved even more, because let me tell you, is at the end is we all want our moms and our dads. It's just how it is we all want our moms in the end. I've watched it for 17 years. And so now it's like I encourage people, and we work with like the CNA students over at the tech a lot, and they do a lot of work with us, is to treat them like somebody's baby. Somebody's baby who they are. they're no
You're
longer
bringing a
here
lot of
to
hope
take care of their baby, and their baby is in the most vulnerable stage of their life right now, and they're terrified, and all they want is their mom, you know, and we try to be that. And create that and instill that in the new coming up of the, you know, healthcare region.
Right. Sarah?
Yeah.
This is Ron. Can I ask
Hi,
you, how
Ron.
Did you meet Kurt? Hi, how are you doing?
At the Christmas fair.
Hey,
and,
Merry Christmas.
And I got to talking to him and because I can talk and he, God bless him, he listened for a long time. And,
oh, yeah.
And, we really hit it off, and it was wonderful. We got to, you know, talk for 2 days. I got to meet his lovely bride and his mom, so that was very nice, and, you know, learn about y'all, and I'm looking forward to talking with you, Ron, more, have some great ideas, because, you know, the fundamentals and the mission of what's going on here is so crucial, and it needs to spread like an infection, and it needs to spread quickly. And we need to get with the younger generation. I work with all age students, but I'm telling you, is we need more leadership. We need more public speaking introduced in the middle schools. You know,
yeah,
is it needs to start there. Is because
well,
that's where they're being
that.
Molded. They haven't been touched yet. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, too,
yeah,
is if it'd be a blessing that we could bring somebody to Christ, that'd be wonderful. Also, too, is our organization is the reason why we work with youth and seniors is with the youth is, you know, this war on drugs isn't going to solve itself overnight. These kids need activities to do. They need rec
yes,
centers. You know, they need outlets. And,
we are a faith-based organization. We're over, we're 10 years old. We're a certified 501c3. And we've got operations and programs
we
literally
are,
going in different places
too.
Throughout this U.S. Now, one of our board members who's on this call, you might, Kurt probably has introduced you to her. Her name is Mary Stanley, and she is a life coach.
Mary, Kurt was just telling me wonderful things about you approximately 2 minutes before y'all went on the air, actually, when we were on the phone.
So, yeah. What we'll do is we'll set up another time that we can, you know, discuss some of the details, and I just want you to know that we welcome you. And we appreciate
Thank
what
you
you've
so
done
much.
And,
oh, no, I appreciate everything that y'all are doing. And honestly, is to be thought of, you know, to be able to help and bring something to the table with a, such a crucial mission is such a blessing and an honor. So, you know, it's great listening. And, you know, again, is thank you. And I look forward to talking and listening with y'all more.
Sure. If you get a chance
Ruth,
to go
thank
to
you
the
again
website.
For all the Christmas bags. We can't
oh,
thank you
welcome.
Enough.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad we had
thank
them.
Thank you. And I have a question for you, just a side note. Did y'all end up having those little Christmas, any of those little Christmas villages left over?
Yes, notice? I did, yes.
Okay, all right. Then I'll have to scoot myself in there this weekend then and grab some. So,
all right. Not
but
this
the
weekend.
The villages are turning into. Oh, it's not this weekend. When
we took everything down from the Vest Fellowship Hall to the thrift shop.
Right. When's the thrift?
Come to the thrift shop Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 2.
11 to 2. Okay, perfect. Yeah, we thank you so much. Is my great aunt used to have them, and she used to do such a beautiful display. And they had such an old house, big old house in Lowell, and she would have them just in the formal living room. Well, now I've gotten them on plant stands. I have some that are in plants. They're all over the house. So we need a couple more for the girls' room. They said. So thank you again, Ruth, so much for all that you do and for the church. And thank you, Kurt. Thank you, Ron, for having me on and letting me speak for so long. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Well, we'd love to have more time, and we do actually through the shows that go on and communicate. We look forward to learning more about you, Sarah, and then showing and demonstrating back how we can mutually make this a better world. Thanks for coming
Absolutely.
On. Thanks, everybody.
Better together, right? Better together. There's too many people all trying to do the same thing, and it's like if we would just stop and all hold hands, you know, if we're all trying to do the same thing, why not try to do it together? Because we're stronger together than we are apart. You know, and I was just telling Kurt, like, one of my favorite quotes is actually from Ronald Reagan, which is, a nation not under God is a nation gone under. And that's where we're heading. And that's why I find it so crucial to work with the younger kids, because we can eliminate that and bring back the fundamentals of what this country and, honestly, what the Lord intended for us to live by.
Well, Sarah, let me share with you, first of all, a little of my background. I am a Gideon, if you know what a Gideon is in the world. I've been helping spread Bibles throughout the world. I've been on the board of the organization called CEF, Child of Evangelism.
My girls and I grab Bibles at every thrift store we go to, and we keep them in the car just in case, because there's always somebody who needs a Bible. So thank you for doing that.
The Dollar Tree store sells New Testament, Old Testament, white and black couple.
Are they legitimate, though? I haven't had time to, like, actually go through it and make sure, like,
well,
it's a true Bible.
I don't know if you can get a King James version of the Bible that's considered more legitimate than a King James. And I am a Gideon.
Trust me, the King James is the only one that I read. It's just what I'm saying is, I didn't know if it was an altered one.
There are Bibles. And we have to be not broad-minded or brown. We're not broad foundation. We're building a solid rock. But we do understand that there is a way we can say something. You can say to a lady, your faces make time stand still. Or you can say you got a face to stop the clock. The way someone receives what you say many times.
Right, yeah. Exactly. No, the King James version is the best way, honestly, and it's the true way. You know, it's the true Bible.
Sure.
You know, and
well,
it's.
I've been a leader in the church, thousands of people, spoken to thousands in public, right, in service, in programs. I've been a leader in both in and out of the church and business organizations, and
mm-hmm.
I understand how to build teams with people and bring people together.
That's wonderful.
You're not going to find on the show, please hear me, Sarah, because this is new to you. We are not a judgmental organization.
We're not either. And we won an award as the most diverse nonprofit in Massachusetts this past year. Because we work with everybody. And we like to work with people who have, I have depression and anxiety, you know, so it's a safe place where you can come, and we're set up like a compound, so you can kind of go into the shop and do office work if you want, or do something else. You know, you can either interact or you could be alone, but you're still doing something and feeling purposeful. Mm-hmm. And the best way that I can, describe myself is, again, I read from the King James Version, too, is just so that you know the type of person I am, is Galatians 6:10-18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert. Be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So that right there will just tell you who I am as a person to a team.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that witness that you just shared and the testimony that you your knowing and acknowledgement, and that you humbly serve the Lord. We have an organization here that's based on servant leadership. It's not what you're going to do for me. It's how we can serve others. And we know as long as we have our heart in that mold, we can have some diverse thoughts of our. I'm not saying compromise. I'm not suggesting that. We have an open forum so that people, we have a lot of people that call the show haven't stepped inside a church in 50 years. And the last time they did, they only were there because they were told to be there. So you have to be able to welcome people at the level they're at. And then when you have the opportunity to have a relationship with them, you can share very depth of your spirit and your love and your ministry. So thank you. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you for letting me share, you know, my favorite Bible verses, as I think it's important to, again, is like it says in there, always speak the word of God, you know.
Kara, could I stop you?
Oh, sure, go ahead.
No, I said, could I have stopped you? No, you could not.
Oh,
you
could
had
I have stopped
on your
oh,
heart.
I
I'm teasing you. The one thing I want
you
to know is
hey, you did that
to,
time when I thought you asked nicely.
Well, I did. I did, and you shared what you thought you believed, and I accepted it, and we all do. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
We'll
and thank you, everybody else who's listening.
Get to know each other and know that we're on the same team, going the same direction, the same purpose.
Absolutely. And thank you,
you
for all for what y'all have been doing.
We're just getting started.
Yes.
So have
a
good day, everybody. Thank you.
We have a new caller on, too. It's the 508-240-4725. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
I work with Sarah. Hi, how are you?
Oh,
hey,
you
Robin.
Work with Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
I work alongside of Sarah. And I can tell you she works tirelessly every day, and she amazes me every day. I swear she's an angel on earth. She has saved me from many medical problems in the last 2 months. I do believe I owe Sarah my life. I've gotten very close to her, and I love her mission in life, and I just think she's just the most incredible young woman I've met in my whole entire life, and I've met many, many young people I've tried to inspire, but Sarah actually has inspired me, given me the confidence I have not had. I'm a retiree, and I think I'm going to be put back to work with her mission in hand. And she's just a remarkable young woman, and I learn from her every day.
Oh,
well,
Robin,
thank you for calling in today. We appreciate your strong, and we welcome you. And
thank
this
you
is
so
an open forum, and
you'll
give everybody their chance. And the point is this, folks. People want to be heard. People want to be recognized. People want to be appreciated. And that's what we do. We're like, this is like the circle of appreciation, the cycle of appreciation. And that's what Joel Griffin's vision for the Hope Collection was and is. And so I thank you again, and you're welcome to come and continue. And Kurt, I'm going to continue sharing what the other shows will be the rest of the week. And we'll talk to you later, everyone. Thank you so much.
Well, thank
you're
you.
Very
thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you. And Robin, thank you. That was you filled my eyes with tears, and I'm probably about six different shades of red right now, too. I'm blown away. So thank you, Robin.
Oh, you,
I love you.
You're very welcome. Well deserved. Well deserved.
Robin, tell me more about yourself. We're talking about
I'm
hope.
From Chatham, Massachusetts.
Okay.
But I came up from Connecticut. I grew up in a very nuclear family, and I have a wonderful family. I adopted a little boy from Guatemala who's now 30. And
nice.
It was a very interesting thing. We got down there, we got shot at, blackmailed, and all kinds of wonderful things. But the good Lord got us through some very bad times. And recently, Sarah has helped me, as I said, with a lot of medical problems. And I now am stronger. I feel like I'm 65 going on 45 now.
Yeah.
She's constantly saying, okay, slow down a little. Well, that's kind of hard to do because I have so much energy.
Right.
And I follow the Lord, and I really appreciate your mission that you're doing on your radio station. It's so nice to think that God breathes through, and, you know, and you guys are doing good in life, and I think that everybody should join on board because there's not enough food around this world, and I don't understand that. Sarah did not think I'm being good. You shouldn't have to work on being good. You should get feedback.
Right. Right. Just stay on board here. I want to introduce you to our radio producer. Her name is Mary Stanley, and she has put an evening program together for the family and the teenagers to call in. And how are you doing, Mary? Can you tell Sarah and Robin about your show tonight?
Hey, sorry, I had to mute. Didn't realize it was muted.
Sorry.
The night show, Monday through Friday. On Mondays, it's all about self-awareness. And basically, it's different aspects of the kindness program. So Monday, it's all about who you are and how it's okay to be who you are. And then again, on Tuesday, it's all about communication, how to communicate effectively, how little subtle things such as your tone of voice, especially with special needs families, but also with kids, how when you say things too fast or you respond too fast, it takes a little while for them to work. And we talk about all those different aspects. Wednesdays and Thursdays, it's all about teen call-in line. We are going old school with the radio show, and we're giving kids an opportunity to call in and talk about what they're struggling with in life. If it's, you know, being bullied or something going on at home, and the way this radio station is programmed and set up is that it's all anonymous. So your information and what you say won't be, your identity won't be all over the place.
Right.
We give you tools and
absolutely
tips and resources.
Mary, meet Sarah. Sarah, meet Mary. She's the producer.
Hi, Mary. Thank you so much for setting up this wonderful program. This is something I teach with my kids in leadership classes, as well as assemblies in schools, youth groups, churches, rec centers, that sort of thing. All these things, you're nailing it right on the head. And these kids do need a call in, you know, they really do. And as a mother of a child with Asperger's, as I know exactly what you mean with communication as well. And, you know, it makes me think of another quote from Winston Churchill about being kind, but being fierce, but being kind, you know, and getting what you want. And that is a lot of tact and tone. And, you know, I think that what has been set up here is wonderful. And the kids need a line where they can call in anonymously and be able to talk to somebody. And I have some ideas for you that I really want to talk to you about to help expand that and, you know, maybe lead to some one-on-one mentoring where it could benefit both our seniors and veterans as well as our youth, too, because both could use, you know, somebody to talk to. The kids could use, you know, some mentoring, a safe person, you know, to talk to. And the seniors and veterans is, you know, it gives them somebody to talk to and feel purposeful as well, you know. And
right.
I think that it's a demographic
exactly.
that we can really bring together, and it will help these kids, too, is to be able to have some foresight in life because they get to talk to people who are older, who have already experienced certain things. And what a beautiful, blessed thing we could give as a gift to these kids. Is foresight. Like, think back if we could eliminate some part of ignorance that we had at one stage of our time where we had to learn, you know, in a sad way or a hard way as to how things work with a certain situation, is we can help eliminate that, you know. And these are also, too, this is the generation that's going to be taking care of us. And they're the next ones in line to carry the torch. So thank you so much for this program that you have set up.
You know, with you having an autistic child, I have two autistic children. My programs, what I do is based on what I do at home with my kids and what has worked with other clients and done everything else.
You're constantly
these kids,
just doing it.
And these kids are still going through that. They're still being treated like a second-class citizen just because they have a label.
I actually just went through that with my daughter where I just pulled her out of the school she was in where I was paying more money than I could afford because I thought that they would be working with her one-on-one, and I found out that no, instead things were being said about her by the teachers that she heard, and then they were just sticking her down to color because she's too busy, you know,
yep.
And so I just pulled her out of school, and so I'm back homeschooling
again. Do you work outside the school?
I don't work in the school. No, I do work with my other daughter's school. My other daughter goes to
Cape
Cod Christian Academy. No, I don't. I work in the home. We do deliveries. We've delivered over 67,000 potted plants and gift bags. We'll be 3 years old in February, so that's kind of my traveling, that and picking up donations, that sort of thing. But for the most part, I work at home because I have homeschooled for so long until my daughter could go into Cape Cod Christian Academy, and then she's in second grade now, and then Maggie, my youngest, is pre-K. She would have been kindergarten, but she missed the cutoff date for kindergarten, which you know is September 1st. Her birthday is September 17th, so she'll start kindergarten at Cape Cod Christian Academy this coming school year. So right now,
if you pulled your daughter out of school, a school to look into, and this is the school my kids go to, it's called Connections Academy. It is an online charter school.
Correct.
It is a phenomenal school.
Thank you so much for that, Mary. Online charter school, because she needs that. And the thing is she has the hyperactive component and the OCD component with it, you know. So if it's something that's geared towards keeping her attention on the screen, that would be fantastic. Because I feel so bad for her because we do different exercises. Because as you know, it's like sometimes we'll just be trying to watch TV and she'll be moving around and she'll just look at me and go, "Mommy, my body." And I know exactly what she means. Like she just can't calm down, you know.
Here's the best
part
about this school. My daughter was the same way.
Okay.
They build your IEP. I've never seen an IEP like this before. Your IEP is absolutely the most positive thing you ever see. It is written positively, so you're not afraid to show your kids their IEP.
Okay.
And it is designed,
and
their whole goal in mind is all about what are their strengths, what are their challenges, what can we do to help you?
And that's what I thought.
And we can talk about this off the show too.
That would be wonderful. I would really love to pick your brain about that. Is how old are your children, if you don't mind me asking?
I have an 8-year-old that's in third grade.
Okay.
And I have a 6-year-old that is partly first grade, partly second grade.
Okay, that was Layla too. Like when she entered the Cape Cod Christian Academy, is like she needed to go in school because I couldn't reach her on phonics, and I identified right away I had dyslexia as a child, and it went undiagnosed till I was an adult, and I noticed it right away with her, and I was able to get her in with her teacher too, and did tutoring. So she did kindergarten in first last year, but now she's full second. But the thing was she was on in first grade. She was on a fourth grade math level. Do you know what I mean? But I just couldn't reach her on that phonics, you know?
Exactly. She will get one-on-one help with reading. My daughter gets one-on-one help with the reading, with the writing, with math, because she struggles. Basic concepts elude her. That's how her brain works. So she gets special one-on-one help.
This is wonderful. Thank you so much for this, because I'm writing all this down as we speak. It's a lot. So to be able to have somebody else step in and help you, you know, where it's like, and especially to being a single mom, you know, it's like your teacher, your mom, your dad, you know, and it's like you're constantly correcting them, but it's because you're teaching them, you know, and it's like, you know, so it's so nice for that separation, you know.
Here, I'll give you my number. Give me a call after the show.
She loves to do schoolwork too. Do you want to give me your number or do you want to email it to me just because we're on the line?
I can give it to you. 507-338-3725.
507-338-3725.
Okay, here's the best part. Thank you for all that info. My daughter struggles with reading. Part of her grade is based off of learning video games.
Okay.
To teach her to read. They have adapted the curriculum, so she plays video games for education.
There you go. See, I have this online source. I can send it to you, too. It's kind of a similar thing, you know, where they, but it's interactive. Also, too, another trick I do for reading is I put, even when they want to watch a TV show on their TV time, is the closed caption on. You know, so because like
that's
it trains your
house.
Brain. Yep, always, because it trains your brain to naturally read it, you know. And we actually ended up finding this show about this girl who was deaf. So everything was so, and my girls had learned sign language at their previous preschool starting, you know, so they were able to refresh on that too. So I've done, you know, so many different things on my own as far as teaching goes. So to have something that's specific for Maggie, because she's so smart. She is so smart. And like you said, is what focusing on the strengths and the weaknesses and really fine-tuning those things is it's just like that's what she needs. And not to be exactly, you said it perfectly, is written off. And it's like, let me tell you, it's when I, like I said, I lived down south for a few years. It is absolutely deplorable the way that they treat like mental health and also too is people with disabilities. Absolutely deplorable. Mm-hmm. And as you know, as having a child with like autism or Asperger's, it's invisible, you know. And but thank God, God protects them from really not being able to detect when they're being made fun of. You know what I mean? And it's hard because people just assume they're weird or they're hyperactive, but they're not. You know, they just think different. They think with a different part of their brain. And to be honest with you, is the verdict still out there as far as I'm concerned if they're the disabled ones or if we're the disabled ones, you know, because
I work with the school
Lord
itself.
The Lord wants us to be childlike, you know, and kids with Asperger's, that's exactly what they are, you know, and then he has shielded them from, you know, being able to really detect when somebody's making fun of them, you know, but at the same time it's scary because, again, it's invisible, so nobody knows, you know. So
I
worry
about the
your baby constantly.
Hi, country boy. Put your two cents in.
Hi, country boy.
I'm going to have to jump in and join that meeting with you guys just real quickly. I'm in the dirty, dirty south. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. They call me country.
Down in Columbus.
They call me country boy. I spent the last 42 years of my life working with autistic kids, schizophrenia, bipolar, crackhead kids, 38 counties as labeled kids. They send them to me. I'm AtlantaChildren.org. I have the second largest non-for-profit organization in the state of Georgia. For the last 28 years,
Atlanta?
We take from this place to this place, and the ones that don't nobody else understand. When you first started speaking, I thought you was Mary Siamese twin. We call it Jewel Griffin. I've been on the show since 14 years with him. We call
you
Lady Super. Yes, ma'am.
Can you repeat your organization again, please? Atlanta, what?
I can send you all that information.
That'd be great, but
yes,
what is it called again?
And we'll be talking again. I'm AtlantaChildren.org.
Atlanta Children. Thank you so much for all that you do. I lived in Columbus for a while. That's where I was.
Yes, ma'am. So I have a 287-acre property.
I've heard of your organization is what I'm saying because I was down in Columbus. As I've heard of it.
Yes, ma'am.
You do wonderful things. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Seriously.
Well, we're trying to fill all the voids that the teachers and the schools are not doing. Again, misplaced, displaced, labels, all those things we've been combating for almost 30 years now. But we also bring in, we're just a city full of celebrities and entertainers. So we're leveraging our partnership. And then what I'm going to be working with you and Mary on, when it comes to doing things for our children, we're not going to have money to use an excuse for not being able to do things. There's people.
Absolutely
out there
not.
That's looking for us. I call us super friends. We're super friendly.
I love that.
We're super kind, but we work together to help bless humankind. Jewel Griffin has been wise enough in the years that he set this platform up as we've taken the best of the best from the north, the south, even up there where you guys get snowed on, and we got 70 degrees down here and trickling. I'm watching the mosquitoes jump across the water. I'm getting ready to go fishing, so y'all don't feel badly for me. But we've taken the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we allow everybody to come in and love their very, very best. We're doing extraordinary things on an ordinary day. Matter of fact, I will send you guys a couple of photos. I just built two veteran houses. houses this weekend. We just collected over 1,800 coats for the veterans. I just confiscated a prison that we're getting ready to turn a prison into veteran housing. So I'm excited for what you guys.
We need to talk. You don't understand.
Brother,
that's what we're doing. That is exactly what we are doing right now is with our veterans. I sit on the board for the Cape Cod Veterans Association. It's a huge honor maintaining veteran parks and memorials, and there should be no such thing as a homeless veteran. And we got to talk because we do something big for the VA hospitals here up north. And if we can infect down south, too, is we're doing stuff, a storage container for Valentine's Day. We want to send better sheets. We want to send bathrobes, slippers, DVDs, that sort of thing, to all the VA hospitals so they can be more comfortable. So we're actually going to reach out to the MyPillow guy and see if he wants to donate some pillows and some sheets because it will cut down on pressure ulcers and bed sores, too. You know?
Right.
And we're
I'll show you. I'll give you guys a hookup with Emory Hospital here in Atlanta. So where we used to send containers of their used stuff. They ain't nothing wrong with it. They just can't use it anymore. And sometimes we didn't know whether it was folded beds or walkers or sheets or what have you in there. And matter of fact, they're dragging Herschel Walker all through the news. My oldest brother was a high school Russian champion before Herschel Walker even stepped upon the scene. But he's in his third year of college before they found out he had dyslexia. Of course, again, bringing in the money and bringing in the fans nowadays, they'll push you right through school. But my brother was reading at an eighth grade level in his third year in college, which was pretty
pathetic. Yeah, it's very different down south, as I noticed that for education, you know, was very different than up here as far as the curriculum goes, too. And, you know, these kids are getting like, I want to go back to the comment that you made about how teachers treat students and stuff like that, is Kurt can attest to this, is because I had my leadership students, I handed them all a piece of paper and a pen and had them write down, you know, things they thought needed to be changed in the community. And one of the biggest ones was how teachers favor other students. And then also, too, how students who struggle, who finally start to do, like, better, they don't get that recognition from those, from the teachers, you know, that they've done better, that they've brought their grades up, that sort of thing. And this is a huge, hurt for kids, come to find out. And, you know, they can't have that weakened self-esteem. That creates the why bother factor, and we can't have that. I'm tired of these kids thinking they were just born to go to school and get a job. No, they were born with a purpose. Everybody's here for a reason, you know. God's got big plans for every single one of them. Walt Disney started in a barn. I started out of my two-bedroom basement apartment, you know, and now we're international. You know what I'm saying? It's like you are not limited to your current situation or your surroundings. You determine what you do and how big you grow, you know. And
And
I think
that's
the thing
why
with the teachers really needs to change. Yes, and that's
because
that reminds me of because the teachers, they need to change that factor because we all remember that teacher, right? You know what I'm saying, is we all remember that teacher. And teachers need to really think about the fact is, how many students come through them that they have, and they're going to be remembered by at least one of them that's going to be brought up at Thanksgiving, you know, to their kids or something like that, that they're going to remember. And what do you want to be remembered as for a teacher? Because let me tell you, I'm 33 right now, and I'm still really tight with my preschool teacher and my kindergarten teacher. They've been to my wedding. They've been to my baby showers, everything, you know. It's like, you know, these teachers, we got to reach them too.
Well, I was back in the South when you said things wasn't going right. They used to have the PTA, Parent Teacher Association.
Yeah.
I'm the one that put the S in front of that, Parent Teacher Student Association. They're making all these decisions around the students and don't even care what they think.
If you go on our Facebook, you'll see actually our last leadership class group that I had. And my main thing that I started off with is why don't we ask our children what needs changing? You know, they're not touched yet. They're not bogged down by all the adult worries and everything like that. They see things clearly, purely, and back to basics as well. So thank you so much for doing that. My mom actually used to run PTA.
We let our children, our board group, design what was supposed to have been the Mall of Georgia, but we let the kids sit on the design board to help design the mall and the things that they wanted to go into the mall. And one of the things that the parents really love that the kids put into the mall is we designed a special hangout area just for them and their friends. It's almost like
That's
when
awesome.
You take your kids into Chuck E. Cheese, when
yep.
you walk in, we got 30 cameras that'll even shoot the bottom of your feet. We know who came with who left with who got in what car.
That's
and
wonderful.
So it's one of the safest environments that the kids have here in Atlanta is because the kids are the ones that designed it.
Right, and they have a safe place to go where they're communicating, connecting with other teens, having outlets, you know, and not doing drugs, which, you know, is one of the biggest things that, you know, we want to get these kids having coping skills and activities. So thank you so much for what you're doing, because honestly, we're in big trouble up here up north as far as rec centers, after school programs, even 4-H, the YMCAs, all of them in trouble up here. You know, they're not utilized. So bringing these programs are crucial.
Once you meet our other player, his name, you heard Ron and Mary mention him, his name is Rick Reese. We already built in 6 community centers in 6 different cities. And we'd like to see what you guys are doing. And again, we all have the right intention. We just know that it's time for us to stand up to the plate and do what we need to do. Mary hears me say all the time that love is the greatest gift of all. We can cure them, but love is not love until one gives it away. So if we want to experience some love today, then we need to start by going out and giving more love, more hope, and more kindness away.
And the more you give, the more you are never without, ever. Is when things aren't going right in my life, I'm like, we got to go out, we got to give more. You know, and I truly believe if you give more than you take, is like it just everything works out for you. And that's what the Lord wants us to do, is if we just give, he will provide. And I truly believe that. And that shows
one,
your organization.
Last one. I know that we're getting ready to be running full throttle because we're getting ready to enter up into a new year. I'm going to be one of the people that's going to be working behind the scene to run down the sponsors, the ones that have deep pockets, that have budgets for things that we're getting ready to do. We're going to start playing, put your money where your mouth is. If you guys really want to help out, then we're going to need some funding to do what we need to do. So I'm excited, more than excited. Mary came along. I heard the lady say somebody saved her life. Well, I've been right here in this war, in this battlefield for about 14 years working with the Hope Foundation, and I was getting burnt out. And then all of a sudden, one of my super friends showed up on the scene. Her name is Mary. I told her husband on national air that I just love this woman in a way that nobody has ever loved me. And the crazy part is I've never even met her. So, but I said, I'll say one thing in close. The one thing that I do know about her and about you, ma'am, is we have a lot in common. One
Absolutely.
Nation is going to put the
Amen.
Love together. And the crazy part is our Father.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Country boy, what's your exchange phone numbers to Sarah?
You can call me anytime. I'm a corporate America reject. When I graduated from school, I graduated at the age of 14. They call me boy genius. I also spent 12 years of my life in college. I have 7 degrees and 3 masters. So we're going to fight minds with them. And then guess what Mary and I was talking about the other day. I'm an artist. So if you guys want to take a look at what I'm doing, I'm a fundraising specialist. And I'm doing it with
art. It's crazy
and
you should say that, because that's what I do as well. We do have a lot in common. A lot.
And then everybody's waking
up. You have no idea. I'm talking
Rick
hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, like, in fundraising for organizations.
That's what I'm awesome. Was it see what God is doing, see what he's doing? And see, Rick and Ron, these people are traveling, and they say the best therapy, you guys, for you guys that are sitting on the boat, sitting in the backyard, if you call yourself alone. Mary, you remember we talked about the other day, coloring?
Yeah.
I have
if you don't want to color.
I've been using art therapy for years.
Well, you know what you can do with that art therapy if you want to, is anybody who's listening is please send them into Potted Plants for Seniors, because we put them in our gift bags to go out to seniors in long-term care facilities and that sort of thing, because I know a lot of people take the color art therapy, but then you don't really know what to do with all of the sheets afterwards. The people absolutely love them, especially the patients in memory care units. Our address is right on our Facebook, Potted Plants for Seniors, or you can go on our group, Potted Plants for Seniors of Cape Cod. So if y'all ever have extra, you know, pictures or cards, we've sent out over 67 gift bags so far and growing. So if you want,
so
if you want to
go to Optimize My Life, we're a Facebook group. Share all your links on there.
Okay, will do. Optimize My Life.
My Life.
My Life. Okay, on Facebook, did you say?
Correct. We have a page and a group. Share them on both.
Okay, perfect. I will. I'll go on there. That way we can all connect, too. And Country Boy, I'm going to find yours as well.
No, you go
and
take
do you have a
number
I can reach out to you at?
Yes, that number is 770-203-7534. 770-203-7534. You can call me anytime.
Okay, perfect. And then do you have a pen and paper? I'll give you mine.
Actually, I'm mobile right now, but we'll talk. We're not going
to
lose each other now.
I'll shoot you a text so you have my number, okay?
I'll forward it to Country Boy.
And
Mary's
going to
set up Mary's going to set up another conference call for us off the line so we can all take notes and not miss one.
And Mary, that's wonderful. Awesome. And Mary, thank you again for all your information. But I realized just as I'm taking notes throughout this whole thing is I kind of cut you off on what Friday day is for the night show for teens. Did you want to finish
it
up
is.
With that?
Sure. It's
okay,
all about life. It's between nutrition and different
life. Okay.
It's more for parents than the teens. It's, you know, especially with autism, how kids are picky eaters. And how, you know, scurvy, among a lot of other issues, are common with autism kids.
They are.
And how you battle.
My child eats and eats and eats and eats. It's like, she's like, I'm hungry. It's like, Robin can even attest. And I'm like, child, you've never been hungry in your life. You know, but it is something that comes along with it. It is. And it's like she has
the right foods.
Well, that's what it is like I do levels. Do you know what I'm saying? Is there's morning snacks, which are like your healthy snacks. There's your after lunch snacks, you know, and then there's snacks don't you dare ask unless you ate all your dinner snacks up top, you know, where the Oreos are,
exactly.
That sort of thing, you know, and keeping it that way. I even have like one of those fold over like childproof things on the freezer and the fridge just so it gives me a head start, you know, like what are you getting, you know, because it's usually the whipped cream and like the cherries or something. Like 2 mornings ago, I woke up and she had cracked. She was so proud of herself and she did such a great job. Not a single shell in there, but she cracked 2 full dozen eggs in one of my Pyrex dishes and poured almost a whole gallon of milk in there to make scrambled eggs. God bless her. At 3 o'clock in the morning. So, but
hey, at least she's being independent.
So you know what we did? You know what we did was we cleaned up the salmonella on the counter and we made scrambled eggs at 3:30 in the morning.
You do what I do.
Ma'am, I'm loving your energy. They gonna think we're all on something one day because I already saw y'all getting ready to start a revolution and I'm gonna be
I got some big ideas too. I got guests that I want to come on here and everything too that I think would be great. And again, my biggest thing that I tell people and I tell my students all the time is look for people who are trying to do the same thing. Stop trying to do the same damn thing by yourself. You know, is get together with people who are doing it too. Is I'm actually going to be doing a demonstration because we're going to the towns for sidewalks. The kids can't go anywhere because it's too dangerous where I live, where the roads are and whatnot, because of the big trucks that come down there. And they all want it. So I'm doing a demonstration where we have the 5 staff members, you know, lined up in the cafeteria, and they sit down. And each individual person walks up, asks, can we have sidewalks? And there's a tape where everybody else is, which says home, not watching. And then one student goes up and they say no to the sidewalks because it costs $3 million per mile of sidewalk, which may sound like a lot of money, but it's a one-time thing. You know what I'm saying? So after a few students have gone up by themselves asking, then I'm going to have take the tape down where it says at home, not watching. We all have name tags on and what town we're from. And then what we do is instead of going up single file, we're going to stand next to each other, all 80 of us, and hold hands. And that person to your left and that person to your right, what you have their back no matter what. And then we're going to walk forward and all at the same time ask for sidewalks. Well, it's going to be really hard because there's only 5 that sit on a board there, you know, and now there's 80 of us that want them. And it's going to show
this
them how stronger we are together, you know, and what we can accomplish. And the fact, too, is paying attention to the small town politics. You know, is it will be
now,
a much better run
take
country.
Take that to the next level and edit your social media campaign with that and live stream it so then it gets spread even farther.
That's exactly what we're going to do. I have a really good guest coming actually for that guest too for the demonstration. And the reason why I'm having the kids put their first name and their last initial and whether they live in Chatham or Harwich is because then they're going to go onto a huge board of us writing up a proposal of wanting sidewalks. Because we've already done it on social media and everything. We have campaigns, so it's Sidewalks for Kids, but we have enough power now to make it happen with all of these kids coming together. Because let me tell you, they're not going to listen to my generation, like the 25 to, 40, you know what I'm saying, or 45, but they're going to listen to the kids and they're going to listen to the seniors. You know what I mean? It's a good demographic to have together.
Ma'am, one more time.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait to talk. I made our whole county accessible for handicapable.
Handicapable.
I built the first White County park with baseball, 8 baseball fields and restrooms and all those things. Because, look, sweetie, our town didn't get 911 until 2018.
Right.
I have one red light in my town.
Right.
So where people are going to walk in the road with a truck is
all about the one traffic light in Ludowice, right? That story.
Yes. Well, that's where my horse ranch is.
Okay, So you remember the flip? You remember how they have the flip in the barber shop there?
Mary, push the pause button on us.
Yes, sir.
Push the pause button so the show can go on. Man, we did not run out of time.
I had it time.
I'm going to hurry.
We got 17 more minutes left.
Country boy, but that's great because I'd love to talk to you more because one of the things we do is we put in handicapable parks and gardens in the long-term care facilities. We started one at Eagle Pond Rehab Facility. And right down to we made it so that they could wheel around. We made it the way I design is so that a stretcher could go in there, everything. Right now we're trying to raise money for the park itself around it. I want to do artificial turf because a wheelchair can wheel on it. So can a walker. It's easy to clean. If somebody falls, it's softer. And also they can shoot some golf out there. You know, we need more activities for them to be able to do. And then they get to garden still because they just by sitting in their wheelchair or on their walker, and if Bill doesn't wake up pissed off because he woke up and all his friends and family are gone, one morning because he's got to water the tomatoes before the sun comes up, plus he's playing golf with Bill and John after breakfast, we did a good thing, And it's having the kids.
Man, I tell you what, you are talking movie. You are a movie. I could have Josetta videotape you and write the verbiage, let the camera catch the verbiage. You are awesome.
Thank you. You're very sweet. That's so funny to say that because it's like everybody jokes because we're such a small community here on the Cape.
You're making my emotions.
Thank you. That's so.
I'm ecstatic right now.
I'm so happy to hear that. I am. I always talk is again speaking the mission. Always speak your mission. Always, because you never know who's listening.
All right, here's my last story, Ben. Here's my last story, because I'm the one that.
No, there better be many more after this.
So,
okay.
So I. So I ran in the kitchen every day. The grandmama, they won't let me play. Nobody chose me to do that. They call me Big Head. She says, well, baby, it takes a big head to hold a lot of brains. Come here. I said, and then I ran in on her one day, and she was standing there with flour on her face. Like she was one of my kids that was trying to make eggs at 3 o'clock in the morning, and she was crying.
Oh, my goodness.
Her emotions was dripping down her face, and she accidentally wiped it with one of them little flower things. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, grandmama, what's the matter? She says, nothing. I said, nothing's the matter. Look at you. I went, got a man. She said, look at you. I said, why are you crying? She said, I'm crying because I'm happy, baby. These are tears of joy. So I'm sitting out here crying at the lake, and I'm trying to
get my
goodness.
I hope you took a picture.
And I said, country boy, why are you crying? Sitting here at the lake on the radio, and nobody can see me. Raindrops, it's raining, drizzling now. The raindrops are high.
No, I get the feels, too. I get the feels, too. I got the feels, too. Trust me. I'm so glad I tuned in this morning. I told Kurt I wasn't really going to be – I didn't think I was going to be able to talk because I have both my kids home today. And, you know, but they've – I threw hot chocolate and popcorn at them before the show, so all is good so far, and it doesn't seem like any blood has been shed. So we're good. You know, but I am so ecstatic. Everybody on here is just absolutely amazing. Nothing happens by coincidence. God puts every single person in your life for a reason, you know, and there's a reason for today. There's a reason for yesterday. There's a reason for tomorrow, you know.
Awesome.
Amen.
Wow, and I like Kurt, I like your amen corner too, Kurt. If you don't do nothing else well, sir, except coach people, being a life coach and be the amen corner, I would take you to be in my amen corner every time. I love them little
no
amen.
No kidding, right? instead of one of those applause signs, it will be an amen sign, you know? That would be great,
Mary. When we make Mary and I are in the process of making a commercial, so Mary, when they made Aaliyah's last song, she went to our church, they put birds chirping in the background. We're going to make sure and take Kurt's amen, amen, amen.
Oh, that'd be great. Do it.
And put
it
in the background.
I can't wait to hear that. Kurt, look at you. You're going to blow up.
We're getting ready to make it go viral, man.
Yeah, you're going to be famous. Hello, good morning, America. Ready? This is how we launch the mission, is with Kurt's amen. Here we go.
You're the man behind the electric amen.
Amen.
I
love it.
This has been fun. Look, you guys, I'm not hard
to
please.
Yo, this has been really fun. I keep forgetting we're on the radio. I feel like we're just having a conversation, you know?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, country boy, you're pulling my twang. And country boy, I got
to
tell you, you're pulling my twang out big time talking to you. My daughter's teacher does that, too, because she's from Montgomery, Alabama. So it comes out, even though I'm a damn Yankee, you know? I know my place.
Now, what happened there, Austin and I, we're talking in code now. Y'all didn't understand none of the words that came out of my mouth, did you? I just said, I love you.
We love you too, for real. Amen. Like, for real. Again, all brothers and sisters.
To turn the world upside down. So, Mary, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to let y'all ask me. I'm going to ask a big favor. Not only an artist, I'm a poet. I'd like to end the show with this poem, if it's okay, Mary.
Okay.
Go ahead, but before you start, I got to say one thing. Country Boy, remember we talked about this, the Christmas episode? We're going to do it on Friday. You know, we talked about that special Christmas episode.
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be this Friday.
We'll make sure all our super friends tune in.
Friday at what time?
This Friday. 11 Central, 12 Eastern.
Okay, 12 Eastern. Okay, so same time. Awesome.
And we're armed and extremely dangerous because our guest every Friday is Lynn Kane, the original Top Gun, the only Top Gun, not Tom Cruise, the man that was nominated only 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize, and last year he won International Humanitarian Man of the Year. He's our guest.
That's amazing.
He drives.
You know, country
everybody.
Boy, I got somebody in your area that I think you should meet if you haven't already. And he was actually, at the time, he was our junior pastor at Calvary Baptist Church when we went there. And then he later became the head pastor. I think he has since left Calvary Baptist, but I know he's still teaching ministry. And he's actually, it's Jeff Struker from Black Hawk Down. So and him and I were very close. I was always known as the one who was always bringing people to church. There was actually a homeless gentleman who I met because I worked at a gym I used to bring. But he's a great speaker. He is a fantastic speaker.
We'll definitely hook it up. And a few years back.
He's a very nice, sweet guy. I met him once.
You have, yeah, he's great. We used to get, him and his wife are phenomenal as we actually started, the family ministry group, together, because, again, he was the junior pastor at the time, and stuff like that. So we're very close with him, my ex-husband and I were, as well as good friends of ours. So I know he would love to talk with you, country boy. Absolutely.
Yeah. When I was in the service, he served with my first sergeant.
Oh, Mary,
wow.
I didn't know you served. Thank
so
you so much for your service. Thank you so
we'll
much.
Make sure you get you connected to Marketplace Ministry. Our church went from 1,880-something members to 65,000 and growing. Our church will seat 23,000
people. Do you know what the one thing I loved about Calvary Baptist is? This is how you know a good church is. They never passed out a collection plate, but that church was so full every Sunday. You know what I mean? Because the money came in, people made donations irregardless, And it just grew and grew and grew. And I love seeing that happen.
Oh, this is going to be crazy. This is going to be crazy. But see, we're starting out now. Every day is Thanksgiving. This is the day that the divine creators made. We're rejoicing in our spirits. Our hearts are turning cartwheels. Our blood pressures are zooming through the ceiling because of what God has already done in our lives. He told us that I am, that I am, that I am. I am love. And we call ourselves one nation under love. So I'm going to spell that out for you guys real fast before we go. It's called love. L-O-V-E. Good. You can spell it. You can chant it. Yeah, you even know the song. But are you giving love? I said, are you giving love or just singing along? L-O-V-E has a special meaning to me. There's more meaning behind the word. Seems a lot more than we've observed. They said one must give love in order to get love. But how can one give what one does not have? More so, how can one do what one has not been taught? Giving love is more than an afterthought. Now, did you think twice about what you did or what you had to say? Or were you just selfish in your reasoning and just did it anyway? Now, tell me about love. Now, doesn't it really, really, really matter to you? But don't you want love, too? So tell me, how does one get what one does not have, what one really wants, what one really needs, what one really deserves, this thing that racks your nerves? Love is more than a word, sometimes a lot more than we even deserve. So wait one more minute and let me break it down for you. Love is reflected in all you do. It's how you do what you do when you do what you do. Oh, since I've lost you somewhere along the way. Love is not what you just have to say, but how much love and kindness can you pass somebody else's way? So if you want to experience some love today, then you start by going out and giving some love away. I tell the kids to practice it, but practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better, whatever it is that you do. Here's a twist. Don't miss it. Do unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, guess what happens? It comes right back to you. And then the kids come in at the end and say, what the world needs now.
I always say it's
got to
be the love.
Sweet love.
And the
yes. Only thing
is
just
to
live.
And you have to do it even when it's the hardest, because that's when it's needed the most, Is you got to love hard and be kind hard, is even when it's the hardest, too, because that's when the world needs it the most. You're absolutely right. What I always tell my kids is, they ask, my daughter actually asked me, she asked me, Mom, why did God create sadness? And I said, if there wasn't sadness, we wouldn't know happiness. We didn't know pain, we wouldn't know joy. right?
Yep. All of we love the sunshine,
and
we must,
you know,
still accept some rain.
And when you talk about giving away love, is gone. If Jesus is in your heart, you have got more love than you know what to do with to give away and give out. And how you
Amen.
Do that is by witnessing and testifying to people and talking to people and saving their souls. I've got to tell you, as I'm at that age now where people are starting to pass away left and right, and, yo, it's keeping me up at night knowing that their souls weren't saved before they died. And it kills me to think about them, you know, in eternal damnation. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, if we can save even just one soul, you know. So I think you're right on track with that. We let more love, more kindness, you know. But
yeah,
we have
yeah.
to have sadness so we know joy, you know. We have to have hate so we know love. But love can combat hate, you know, bigger. Love
and then,
is way bigger
and
than
then Marvin
hate,
Gaye
isn't?
Says the world is
right?
surely not going to get no better if we just let it be. We got to change the world, starting with you and starting with me.
Amen. And look at how his life ended. I mean, true testimony to the end, unfortunately, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know?
Hey, I want to read this show is awesome. I was really,
okay, Kurt, I got to interrupt you one quick second.
Yes.
I got to run. I got to log my kid into school. Give me a call after the show, and we'll talk.
I will. Sure.
Mary, it was great chatting with you, too. And I'm going to have to run off, too, here because supervise lunch.
Time, but, well, it's definitely been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. I can't wait to see what God has of us to do. He's already charted it out. And the last one that I'm going to say, it's very, very not just important. We already know that it's bigger than us and it's not about us. But keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, super friends, our obedience to do what the divine creator told us to do is the answer to somebody else's prayer.
Amen. Sorry, Kurt.
And
give me a call later and I'll walk you through the school system.
Yes, yes, Mary, thank you so much. Like I said, let me just supervise lunch. Maggie's doing a bagel with cream cheese, so I'm going to go in and kind of supervise that with her. Then I'll definitely thank you so much for that, because I'm going to jump right on that for her. That'll be phenomenal. Thank you so much. And Country Boy, not only are we going to talk like ASAP, but I have a feeling you and I are going to meet each other real soon. I have a feeling that God's got a lot more in store between you and I than just talking. So I look forward to
amen.
That. And Kurt,
amen right there.
Amen. God bless
amen.
You and your family. Such a treat meeting you, or talking with you, kind of meeting you, and I can't wait to talk with you more.
All right. Good
and,
night, John boys. See you later, Mary Ellen.
And Ron,
yeah,
if you're on here, I look forward to talking with you more. And Kurt, I'll talk to you soon too, okay? Thank you so much for having
yeah.
me on, y'all.
Until we all meet again, you guys.
Bye.
Yes, God bless. God be with you.
God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Country boy, are you still there? Okay. Hello, anybody on there? Okay, then I'm signing off.
Yeah,
and,
Kurt, I enjoyed the show, Kurt.
Hello.
This
Hello.
Is Queen. I had a
Hello,
good time
please.
Today listening to all that energy, so it's late. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Yahweh bless everybody, and, ooh, the energy was just beautiful, Kurt. Oh, beautiful
yes,
show, Kurt.
Thank you very much, Queen. You have a great day.
You're welcome, baby. You too. Be blessed. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.